Oh my God, look at my fucking hair.
It's huge.
I know it is.
Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is gays on the internet. Internet gays.
Have we done that before?
I don't fucking care. I don't know, and I don't care. We're doing it again. Let's toss a part two just in case. 2.0. Just to be safe, yeah.
I feel like we've done some level of internet gay before.
I feel like we're gays on a podcast, which is internet gays every week, technically.
So this is like part 180 or something. Yeah. What episode are we fucking on?
Too many.
Oh my God.
Too fucking many.
Can I tell you something that gives me anxiety?
Uh-huh.
When I have people slide into my DMs and they're like, oh my God, I didn't know you had a podcast. I'm just about to start. And I'm like,
I know.
Maybe that was like skip like the first fucking 75 episodes. Awful.
Should we just delete them?
We clear them. Honestly, maybe. It stresses me out the idea that people start from the start, because I know like the audio was bad. We had all these weird segments. We didn't know what we were supposed to be doing. We weren't in our groove yet.
Yeah, now we're in our groove and we still don't know what we're doing and we have no segments. Like, we could honestly probably use a few at this point. But the audio is good.
The audio is fucking good. No, it stresses me out. But then at the same time, then there's people in my DMs being like, hey, I just started last month and I'm already on episode 170. And I'm like, holy
listen,
fuck.
A click's a click.
So people commit. People commit. Yeah. I love that. To everyone listening, thank you so much for listening. Wherever you're listening, please make sure to follow or subscribe and rate us 5 stars and write a little review with that 5 stars. Love to read them. And absolutely. I'm going to start sharing more of them on Instagram and stuff. We really appreciate them. And you can follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link in the bio to buy merch, become a patron. Our patrons get every episode on video, and there's a fun Discord, other cool stuff. And you can follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. What's going on in the internet?
Well, first this started as shocking housekeeping, but then I realized that there was, for once, a common theme of all my housekeeping.
Wow, okay.
Which is, I would say, beautiful, very uncharacteristically focused.
Yes.
And just, you know, a plethora of things. So my first thing about the internet is just a question to you. Do you ever have really stupid questions? Well, let me get there. Don't say yes yet.
Don't answer that question.
I know it's already a yes. Yeah. But do you have really stupid questions that you just ask the internet? Not because you really need a solution, but you just kind of need to like talk it through with the internet. Does that ever happen to you?
What the fuck are you talking about? Like typing it into Google?
Yeah. Like something really stupid. You're like, I wonder about this. Does that happen too often at all?
Not really, honestly. When I'm using Google for questions, it's mostly because I'm too lazy to actually like use my brain. So I'm like very quickly just like wanting to get the answer like ASAP. But I don't think that I'm ever like I need to know about this and then Googling it.
Because I have started to realize recently, you know how people want, we've talked about this before, when they die, they want somebody that's like forced to clear their internet history and stuff. You can assign somebody in your will to do that.
Uh-huh.
I want somebody to do that for specifically my Google searches and not in a porn related way, because I feel like those searches would be like pretty normal.
Yeah.
You know, like underwater DP, like just the usual
so
stuff.
So typical, yeah. Kind of vanilla, kind of boring.
But I have realized that I might use Google differently than other people. Like, okay, so this is my exact example. The other week, I, as a caring, earth-going dweller, was concerned about, as everybody should be, climate change.
Okay.
And I was thinking about rising sea levels. Okay. Because, once again, I'm a thinker.
Yeah.
And I'm a
You're looking for solutions.
I'm looking for solutions. So, in my head, the questions that I'm asking aren't because I think they are the solutions, but I do need to hear people say why they're not. So my first thing in my mind was asking why we can't just suck a bunch of water out of the ocean. Wait. And desalinate it and then just like use it for other things.
What the fuck are you talking about? Where's all that water going to go?
that's what they said. They said, that's not how the water cycle works. And I was like, okay, I get it.
Okay.
Because I was like, what if we just suck a bunch up and then we use it to like water plants and stuff? We desalinate it and then we just like use it to drink and stuff, you know? No.
No, it's still the same amount of water on the earth.
I wasn't saying this is the solution.
Spread it out.
I just needed to know why it wasn't the solution.
Oh, God.
Okay. And then my second.
You do need your fucking search history.
I know.
Cleared.
And then my second one, all related
okay.
to climate change, was why can't we just dig at the bottom of the ocean, like really big holes, and then more water will go deeper into the ocean? Think about it. Bad idea? Not a bad idea. The execution is where they lost me, though.
Okay, so.
And then, this is my favorite part of the okay. internet. I have not once searched something like this,
uh-huh.
and I'm the only question.
Oh, no. People are thinking
people
of that.
Were, I literally took screenshots, and I was like, okay, good to know. This question was, why can't we just deepen the ocean to prevent sea levels from rising? And I was like, These are
valid thoughts,
asked, you know. And then somebody commented, Lord. "You are really clueless about everything, hey, aren't you? Geology, ecology, anyways,
can't read either.
Physics and common sense." And I read that response and I was like,
"You're like,
yeah." And then somebody was saying, "Well, what if we just let off a nuke at the bottom of the ocean?" And that just, and I was like, "See, exactly." Sometimes when I'm doing my stupid people research, I see other stupid people and I'm like, thank God I'm not that stupid.
So you like to think of yourself as like the top tier of the stupid
No,
people.
I would say I'm mid stupid. Like another person in my stupid person research about sea level rising was why don't we just build a pipe up into the atmosphere and pump all of our water just into the atmosphere? And I was reading that and I was like, could you imagine being this stupid? Meanwhile, I'm like, why can't we
drill
dig
down
the ocean deeper? Yeah.
Well, I also need to understand where you think the stuff that you dig out goes.
See, I hadn't thought that far.
Like, you don't just dig. Like, have you ever been a kid, like, digging sand up?
Yeah.
And then the sand has to go to the side. So it's like still the same amount.
But it wouldn't be water.
If it push up on the side, the water would push this way.
Or would it go down?
I think you need to go back to kindergarten where they have one of those little sand tables.
I need to play with more sand.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think I would learn a lot about sea level rise if I was playing with more sand.
Wow.
Anyway, so that was my recent usage of the internet. And I was like, wow. Sometimes I say I'm stupid on this podcast and somebody will DM me and be like, you're not stupid. I think one person has ever done that. I make it seem like it's
the hordes. People flood into the DMs.
Everybody else listening is like, this kid is a fucking moron. But it's times like this that I'm like, this is what I mean. This is what I mean.
Okay. I have something that kind of relates to this.
Okay.
Speaking of like researching and lack of researching, and it has to do with the internet. So it kind of does actually have to do with sea potentially in a roundabout way. Okay. So yesterday on my story, I asked a Q&A.
Yeah.
Right. And recently, what I've been doing is asking both like a regular Instagram Q&A and then also doing that anonymous Q&A.
Yes.
Because I feel like.
People are,
I learned this from the podcast, actually, when we did the Q&A section, that we got the best questions we've ever gotten when it was anonymous.
Even if they're not like raunchy or anything, I feel like people are more willing to ask them because it's like, it could be somebody you know or something that they're like, I don't want to, you know, be weird and ask a question. But
are you hinting at the fact that you might have asked
this? Did you get my one about how would you solve sea levels rising?
Okay, so I did this. I've got to read this out because I did this story and I got some great questions and I was having fun answering them. But something that always happens when you do... I'm so sorry. Something that always happens when you do Q&As, especially if you're someone that's like a content creator or an influencer, I feel like... anonymous Q&As especially, people also use them as a way to kind of like jab at you
for sure
or try and like catch you in something. So there's three tiers to these questions. It'll be like the kind of like lighthearted, like typical ones, like what's your favorite color and what's your birthday and what's your astrology sign? And then it'll be like ones about your life. So it'll be like, oh, do you ever want to have kids? Or you know, how many people have you fucked?
I think there's four.
Okay, hear me out. The third one that I always get is people like asking me to comment on certain political or like economical things that are like
the
clearly
tricks.
Are clearly like not
they're bait. Yeah,
they're not focused on like actually wanting to hear my opinion on that, because if you follow me you probably have already heard it. I'm actually very political on my platform.
No, it's the cancel culture vultures
exactly that are trying to like catch me in like a bad answer. And what's the fourth, do you think?
I think the fourth is people outright asking like uncomfortable, way too personal questions.
That's true. That's what's the biggest thing that you've ever stuck up your ass? Yeah. They're like just pushing it to see
how many
far
standard
you go.
Bottles of sunscreen can you fit in your vag? You're like
You're like, I would answer, but I don't actually know the answer, so I'm gonna go do some research. And then I'm gonna swing back
like,
next week.
We're thinking like copper tone, right?
Yeah, I need some more information before I answer. Yeah, so I feel like I'm pretty open on the internet. I mean, on this podcast, anyone who listens knows
it's six.
It's six. Anyone who listens knows it's six, let's be honest. I mean, I'm working up to eight.
Honestly, aren't we all?
And people also know that I'm pretty open with like my political views. Yeah. And I think I don't shy away from that stuff. But I think we've spoken about this before, because I do that, people think I'm more inclined to like answer either really raunchy things or
like go so far.
Or like really political things that are like really specific.
Yeah.
And also, I just need to say that there's something really weird on the internet that as soon as you have an opinion about anything, people expect you to be an expert on everything.
For sure.
Like anytime
like NC levels.
Yeah. Anytime I post one of these things, a lot of the questions will be like, did you hear about referendum 2.70 in 1982 that made gay people not be able to go to bars past 9 p.m.? And I'm like, no. Like, do you think I'm some like queer history scholar?
Yeah, no.
But because I post about queerness, people assume that I'm like supposed to know. And I'm not. No. I never claimed to be that I'm supposed to know everything. So it's like this weird expectation that you're like, as soon as you share anything, you're supposed to be this pro.
Yeah.
So this one, I usually don't answer these because I know they're baiting, but I got one yesterday that was so jam-packed with potential to cancel me that I had to answer. And this is the question, of course, anonymous, of course. Like, of course the people asking these types of questions wouldn't just do the regular question app either. He said, have you ever considered going vegan or looked into how veganism is connected to anti-racism, feminism, and disability justice? Now that's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, that's layered.
And also the question I want to specify is, have you ever looked into it?
Yeah.
Like that's what they're asking. Like, have, so I answered no.
No.
I shared that question. I was like, I know they want me to try and like act like I actually know about that or act like I have, because I think I'm worried this is going to make me a bad person. You know what? I'm going to take the bait and I'm going to do the opposite.
Yeah.
So I just responded N-O with no explanation, nothing.
Did you get a response from who you think the person is by any chance?
I don't think so.
Okay. You got some responses, clearly.
Oh, I got a lot of responses.
Bad?
So, both. So some people were just like, not necessarily bad, but people were like, why? Or like, I got a few that were like, again, just the comprehension skills people, the comprehension skills, people being like, so you disagree with veganism? I'm like, did I say that?
Yeah.
The question was asking, have I looked into how veganism could be rooted or connected to this fucking alphabet list of world issues?
Yeah.
And I said, no, I have not sat down with some scientific journals recently.
And fake cheese.
And read about that.
Yeah.
And also, on the contrary, I've heard enough to know that there's opinions out there, specifically from those marginalized groups, that would argue the opposite.
Right.
So I'm not going to sit here and claim to have an opinion either way. Normalize
being stupid.
Not knowing enough to have an opinion.
True.
Normalize saying, you know what? I haven't looked into that.
But also, normalize when somebody says that they haven't looked into it, that it doesn't mean that they didn't look into it out of spite.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, I just didn't know that. Because I, a vegan, am vegan because if I eat cheese, I'll shit. Like,
and the ocean levels.
And the ocean levels, of course. I will like explosively diarrhea for like the next week.
Yeah.
But I read that question and I was like reading the things that now apply to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, work. So I was like, checks out.
You're like, that was a pat on the back. Person.
I was like, me, a feminist, me, a vegan. I actually do care about all of those things as well, though. So it really just applies.
I know. But then the irony is like I said, there's plenty of TikTokers out there. There's plenty of people out there speaking against how the push of veganism is in fact racist.
Oh, it's like elitist.
Is elitist, yeah, is totally. All these other things. So like, this is clearly a vegan person sliding my DMs. It's annoyed. Me, a non-vegan, never claimed to be, has not posted or shared about how I think veganism is awesome. And they're annoyed by that. So they're coming into my fucking anonymous questions to try and be like, you're a bad person, insinuating that I do not like fight for those marginalized groups because I'm not vegan. Like, that's what they were trying to catch me.
Yeah, totally.
Obviously.
You're like, I love disability justice, feminism, anti-racism, but my family does own a fleet of whaling vessels. So,
but I do love a seafood fucking buffet.
Get yourself a girl that can do both. You know?
So yeah, I found that so funny. And then I got a lot of other responses that were people basically just being like, oh my God, this is so funny, because anytime I see this type of question be asked, I always feel like the influencer or whoever is answering it feels the pressure to try and explain why or give reasoning why. And that's why I wanted to talk about this, because I don't want to talk about it anymore on Instagram, because Instagram's a scary place sometimes, but this is a safe space. And I do think that we need to get over the expectation that everyone is an expert in everything.
Yeah.
I don't think that like willful ignorance is acceptable in this day and age. But I also don't think that like everyone needs to be a scholar on every subject, as long as you're willing to learn and grow. But like, to answer that question, like, I cannot imagine the amount of fucking boring ass reading I'd have to do to try and get to the bottom of that. And then also would have to read on the opposite perspective to find an opinion. I don't know enough to have an opinion. That's okay.
Literally. But it's also kind of like a double-edged sword, because so many things in our lives currently have like 1,000 layers under them. Like
totally.
Clothing.
Yeah.
Like just things that I'm looking, like furniture. Like there's so many things that maybe you have a personal interest in that you've done more research on.
Yeah.
Like maybe if you're like a fashion blogger or something, you've done more research on like the impacts of fashion on the environment, like all these things. So it's like, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're ignorant. It's like you could have just spent your time looking somewhere else, you know?
Totally.
It's like it's hard to compare apples to oranges.
Well, that's the thing too, is like, how many fucking hours in a day do people think that people have? Like, no one can be like this perfect person that's done research and is an expert on every fucking world issue. Like, I understand people have different passions. Like, clearly this person writing in, their passion was veganism. Okay.
Rightfully
but like,
so.
And they can utilize their platform and like teach in a way that feels impactful for them. And like, I feel like we're all trying our best, or a lot of us are trying our best to learn about things and utilize our voices and the space we're provided to create positive change. But it's impossible to do that for everything all at once.
Yeah.
It's literally fucking impossible.
Yeah.
You can't. You have to pick certain lanes. So it's just so funny to me that people like, I love when I get questions like that, because I'm like, what do you want here? I know what you fucking want here, you little fucking trickster. Freedom. I bet you it was freedom.
Probably.
It's probably, no,
freedom's
freedom
not
eats
a vegan.
Me. Freedom eats so much meat. Barbecuing every Sunday, watching football.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. Did I tell you I'm going to get into football?
Oh, God.
I decided.
Why?
Okay, hear me out. I've never, like, been a sports watcher.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
That's fundamentally untrue.
What do I watch?
You are forced to be sports watcher by your girlfriend, you watch hockey games with her so much that you have a light in your living room that goes off when a goal is scored, and you like so much that you go to bars to watch it or stream pay-per-view UFC
fights. I do like UFC.
So you're a liar.
I do like UFC. And I've liked UFC since I was a kid.
Into how UFC is connected to feminism?
Yes, actually, they have the highest paid women athletes in the entire world of any sport.
Slay.
So there you go. Well, and you the women consistently make more than the men. It's the only other only sport that does that.
Fuck it up.
The closest is tennis, and there's some in golf. But UFC across the board, they're making fucking money over love the that. Men. So I do love UFC, and I know that that's a problem. What's happening?
Wait. We're back.
We're back.
I thought I could just do it with my foot, but I footed too hard.
You and your foot. You think you can just do casual things with that foot?
I literally foot fucked my laptop too hard.
Oh my God. I do like UFC. Since I was a kid, my cousins watch it. I understand that there's layers of why people think it's problematic, and as well as any organized sport. Whatever. I fucking like it. I don't care. I'll go on record. I love it. The hockey, my dad loves it, and then Julia loves it.
Yes.
So it's by, like, being in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
It's not like I would never on my own turn on a hockey game.
Oh, never.
If I was sitting at home alone, I would never be like, oh, the hockey game's on. I would like to watch it.
Can I be open and honest with
you? Yes, you can.
Do you remember the Olympics? You know the Olympics?
Yeah.
The Olympics, right?
Yeah, I know about them.
You know, in like 2010,
yeah,
when it was like the final game was like Canada versus US,
yeah,
and everybody was like, this is the biggest game ever, blah, blah, blah. I remember literally being like, I'm going to turn it on. I was like, I'm going to watch it. I turned it on and I was like, this is so boring. And I turned it off. And then Canada won. Everybody was like, woo!
And you're like, and I was like, I watched it.
Goals were happening.
On edge.
Like,
that
was the only time I was like, I should do this for my country. And then I regretted
it.
I think I literally watched like Desperate Housewives.
Then you burned the Canadian flag afterwards. Rightfully so. So I've never done it on my own accord.
Yeah.
Okay. UFC is an exception, but I'm thinking like team sports.
Okay.
I'm thinking like where you follow a team. Like UFC fighters, sometimes some of them will fight once a year. So like you follow certain fighters, sure. But I'm talking like a consistent, always on sport. So I don't know what came over me, but a few weeks ago, I was just like, you know what? I want a reason to make appetizers.
You don't need a reason, first of all.
And I know, but I like, this is the thing. I don't even like the sports. I just like the ceremony of it.
Appetizers are a sport in their own as well.
Exactly.
But I will say, football appetizers are different.
Thank you.
They're different.
And it's
they're trashier.
I like the commitment because when I'm on a schedule, I know what day I'm making appetizers.
True.
And I know that I'm like sitting down. I'm going to have like some time off of work. I'm going to make my appetizers. I'm going to watch football.
Okay.
I don't know the rules yet.
Have you started this?
I haven't because I don't think the season started.
Oh. Couldn't tell ya.
So 4 weeks ago, I decided I'm going to do this because I've decided that I'm going to grow into it. I'm going to be one of those people. I'm going to commit to a team and the rest of my life, I'm going to like this team.
Okay.
Okay.
Who are you going to choose?
Dallas Cowboys. Because I've always watched Dallas Cowboys cheerleader making the team.
Are they good?
I don't know. I don't know.
You should do some market research on that first.
No, because I'm committed for a life. So there's going to be times where they're good. There's going to be times they're bad. I'm not a bandwagon fan. I'm on it for the ride.
Listen.
And I know the most about that franchise. Is that what it's called? Franchise? That brand of sport. Because I watched Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders growing up because I was a lesbian.
So you basically
and I was
know
really
everything.
Horny watching it all the time.
Yeah.
And I thought they were so cool and like fun and woo. I've watched like fucking 18 seasons of that show. And it's, by the way, if you're a reality TV show watcher,
so good.
Excellent show.
Yeah.
I mean, terrible show, but excellent show because it's so terrible.
Yeah.
And it's like thousands of girls that are trying to be these cowboy cheerleaders, which twist, they don't even like make any money. They make like fucking $100 a game. They don't even pay these poor girls. And they're like the biggest, most iconic like brand thing of like any football team ever. Like they should be making thousands of dollars. They don't pay these girls shit. But they all go on to be like
bottles, fucking influencers. Yeah. Mind you, this was years ago.
Media like people. They still don't pay them, I don't think, really. Like, they pay them for their time.
I'm sure when they split, they get paid, but I think it's like a... It's like going on America's Next Top Model.
Exactly. It's a way to launch your career. Afterwards, they're always like sports newscasters, exactly, or like they're on Entertainment Tonight, all those kind of shows.
It's like going on The Bachelor.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. The show is... But they have to do a whole fucking season of football. Yay.
It does look fun, though.
It does look fun.
Yeah.
It does. And their outfits are cute.
Yeah.
You know, undeniably so. They're slaying. They're fucking killing it. Anyways, I could basically do half their routines because I've watched it so many times.
I'm sure.
So
I figured I'm already
emotionally invested. And then now I also get to watch the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Okay.
So I am so committed to this that I'm going to print a schedule of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to put it on my fridge and that's going to be my sport. Like, that doesn't matter if anyone's watching with me or not.
Does Julia like football?
No. Well, watch. I feel like she likes any sport. Like, she
should choose a team too.
Yeah, she should. But I'm not sure. Ew. I'm not trying to make this a couples thing. This is a me thing. This is for my growth and my independence.
I have never, not once, seen something of yours that hasn't turned into a couple thing.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because you and Julia, if you're not going to watch something separately.
Yes, I am. Every show I ever watch.
Oh, that's true. Like
every fucking
show
I ever watch.
I feel like sports isn't, though. Like, she's going to be there. And also, you think
she's
going to
be eating the appetizers?
You think you're going to keep Julie away from jalapeno poppers?
She doesn't like jalapenos. She doesn't eat vegetables.
I think that's literally the only vegetable in like football appetizers.
Anyways, I this is a safe space. I feel very vulnerable sharing about this because I feel like a lot of people not only don't watch sports in the queer community, but they actively hate them. So, like, I feel like me every week being like, go Cowboys, which is also like Texas South.
Yeah.
Like vibes. People are not going to like it.
No.
People aren't going to like it for my online brand. But it's truthful. And I'm committed to it. And I have to learn the rules. I have to watch a few YouTube videos to learn. Because I always pretend. There's a Super Bowl every year. And every year, I pretend.
You can come to my dad's Super Bowl party.
Okay. Did you see what we did last year?
No.
Me, Serena, Devin, and Julia?
I don't remember.
We put out a board. Okay. And on the board, you had to like make picks for different things. First pass catch.
Oh, yeah.
First touchdown. I don't know what any of these things mean. I just picked the names that I like best to the players and just stuck them on
there. Hottest ones.
No, because I don't care what they look like. But if their names sounded funny, I just stuck it on there. You know, like that's the way I chose. So it was a fun name. And then we had like stacks of fives. And then you put your fives down on the bets. And then as each one happened, then you got to remove it.
That's fun.
It was so fun.
Okay.
So I'm just making this like a fun ceremonial thing.
Okay. Speaking of sports, what do you think are the top three hot girl sports?
Top three hot girl
sports?
Like,
hot girl sports.
Like
not
the girls that play them are hot?
Not necessarily like specifically females, women, just hot girl sports. Any gender. What's like?
What the fuck are you talking
just
about?
Just like what are the top three? Like,
You have to translate this gay talk for me.
Just for like the hotties.
Like people who
play
them are
hot. The act of playing them themselves is hot. The outfits are hot. Like what are just hot?
Well, hottest to me is hockey because but specifically women.
Very different.
When women play hockey, I'm like.
I guess a lesbian and a gay would have different gays.
Yeah, I would say so. You're like everyone. I'm like, I'm not thinking about everyone. I'm thinking about hockey players. I'm thinking about soccer players. And I'm thinking about. I mean, a tie, honestly, would be mixed martial arts, like UFC, and skateboarding.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, our list is totally different.
Okay, what's yours?
I would say diving for everybody. Just like everybody just flying through the air in like tiny little outfits. Hot. Tennis. Specifically women's tennis, because like you literally just get to wear a skirt and go like, ah!
Oh, that is pretty hot like, when they do that. That's true.
And... Yeah. Either like soccer or like baseball, like men's baseball, because their like asses are huge. But I would say tennis. And I was segueing this. I want to get back into tennis. I want to be a hot girl. I want to wear a skirt.
Like you're going to play tennis?
Yeah. I also think I'm going to play. I might look at joining a soccer team this upcoming summer.
Oh, that's exciting for you.
Yeah, like a gay soccer team. Apparently there's a bunch
of them. Who are you going to play tennis with? Like who's on the other side of this
other
bracket?
Hot girl.
Is this a call-out? Like is anyone willing to play tennis with you?
I mean, my family plays tennis. Like I'm sure I can find people. I literally just want to
fucking score with your family fucking moaning into the racket. Like Jesus Christ, pull it back a bit.
We'll see. Okay.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Okay, so more internet things that I need. Okay. I need you to tell me something. I can't have people not tell me what it is at this point. I'm so fucking over it.
Okay.
What is the knee thing?
What is the knee? You don't know the knee thing?
I'm gay. Nothing happens with knees.
See, because this is the difference. Okay. So with people with penises, yeah, and ball sacks. Yeah. Okay.
Drag me.
Someone doing the knee thing would not be a good thing. So the argument is that unless you're with someone who also has a vagina, they probably don't get the knee thing.
That's why I'm asking.
Because I know, I'm explaining for the fucking listeners. I was like, there's other people here, Sean.
No, I know.
I respect to know all your listening. I know
in the comments that it's only like people who don't have vaginas that don't know.
That don't get it.
And because, I'm tired of not knowing.
Because it's one of those things where it's like the body, which is why also the argument is for if you are with someone who has the same genitals as you, the sex is better. Like there's that old argument about it because people are saying that you know how to work the parts that you have. You probably
like
know
knees.
What feels good and what doesn't. And you kind of like, you try and replicate what feels good. So here's an example before we get into what the knee thing is. So men with penises, right? Typically, sorry, there's a fucking seagull having sex outside.
It's doing the knee
thing. It's doing the knee thing. That does sound like the seagull's getting the knee thing, honestly. Okay. If you're a man and you have a penis,
yeah,
I would argue, you can correct me, 99 times out of 100, you probably like it hard and fast, right? Like if someone's giving you a hand job, there's like a little buildup, but like it's going to feel good if someone's going like on your penis, right? Like quick.
I would say it depends on like the penis, but I would say more so people would say
more
yes.
So people would say that, right? So then the argument happens that when people have a penis and then they go to be around a vulva, a clit, they think hard and fast is the go.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, when I'm about to get off, it's got to be like hard and fast.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, men are stupid.
Well, yes, yeah. Exactly. So, exactly. So happy you got where I was going with that. So,
you've seen my Google search.
The reason the knee thing, people can't understand it is because people, predominantly men with penises, can't wrap their head around what might not feel good on them would feel good on someone with a vagina.
Right. Using their brain.
Using their brain.
About someone else's pleasure. They would never do that.
They would never do that.
Nope.
It literally does not happen.
Nope.
It's a 0% chance. So what the knee thing is, is like, okay, if you're like in bed with someone, right? Most people would think like if you want to get on top of them, you would like straddle them.
Right?
Like you'd put like one leg on either side.
Yeah.
But if you're a vagina owner,
you put your knee in the middle.
You put your knee in the middle and then you press it up against their vagina.
That is what I assumed it was.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
the
knee
thing.
Or I was
kind of picturing like if you're like making out on the couch and
yes,
you're like positioning yourself.
You put your knee in between. Because it's like kind of like it's like first step of dry humping without like actually dry humping. It's
or
like you
it's
can
like the
do
first
it
step of like fingering because like your hands are doing other stuff at the time. You can integrate a knee.
But you can integrate a knee.
Yeah.
And then if they want to, they can like be pushing against the knee in the way that feels good for them.
Yeah.
But like the reason a lot of people see it as like something that's really sexy. It's like usually it's done before we're getting to the point that like we necessarily know we're gonna have sex. So it's not like, oh, we're already fucking like rocking and rolling, dry humping. It's like, oh my God, your knee's in between my legs. It's kind of like an exciting moment. Like you're pressing on somewhere.
Okay. Okay.
It's like that. Like it's like, yeah, whoa.
You're okay. Revving the engine.
You're giving it a fucking go. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Gorge. That is what I thought it was, but I did need clarity.
See, that's an interesting thing with TikTok and the internet in general. I feel like people aren't gatekeeping this information. It's that they can't write it or else they get fucking blocked.
Literally. So, mind you, all the comments are like, imagine not knowing this. But I'm like, normalize keeping things for men.
I shouldn't have told you.
Yeah, I kind of figured it out. Yeah. I just needed confirmation.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like if you had a ball sack and all of a sudden I got on top of you and whacked my knee in between
your legs. If I was making out with somebody on the couch and they need me in the balls, the engine is not revving. It is stalled. We are out of oil. I need servicing immediately.
See, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. So like, I feel like men don't think to do that because they don't think to put like their leg in between because subconsciously they're like, if someone put their leg in between my legs, it would hurt.
I also don't think men... I mean, I don't have a vagina, nor have I hooked up with somebody who does. Mm-hmm. But I don't think men understand that there are... This is why even I feel like as like a gay man, yeah, I would potentially be better in bed with somebody that has a vagina than a straight male.
Okay.
Because they just don't understand that there's like layers to things. Like I feel right. like they don't understand that there's more than like penetrative sex, that there's like
that it doesn't just go like nuances, 0 to 100. Yeah.
There's, you know, mm-hmm, which I feel like even gay men are a little bit better at that.
So again,
like, you got an ass in there, so you gotta do some research.
There's some things you gotta,
yeah,
do. Well, I think that's also why people say lesbian sex is so good, is because anyone who's in a relationship or a situation where they're having sex where there's one penis and one vagina, the assumption is that end game is penetration by penis into vagina.
Yeah.
Right.
One of them's finishing.
Where? No.
Yes.
Well, yes, but that's not where I was going with this. Whereas with lesbians, because there's not that end game, I mean, like a lot, if you're not using toys or a strap or whatever, like there's always the exception to the rule. If there's not that like assumed end game of, yeah, where you're going to finish up, the journey is the sex.
Totally.
So there's not like, okay, let's just get to the sex. It's like everything before that a lot of people would consider foreplay is the sex.
Yeah.
So you do a lot more in that and you get better at that stuff.
That's what I do slightly feel with gay men as well. It's, mm-hmm, like you're working with an ass for the most part. Like if you just go straight to penetrative sex, you're gonna injure the other person.
Right.
So like there's more that comes along, mm-hmm, with it in like, you, mm-hmm, know, getting there to the,
yes,
end goal, which,
yes,
is it mostly the fun anyways.
I would agree.
So yeah, okay, my last,
well,
yeah,
I don't like penetration, so that's easy for me to say.
Well,
I like it on other, doing it to other
sex,
people. Both of us speaking like penetration pros. I'm like, no one will ever go inside of me, and you're like,
and
I don't,
I'm
have
looking
sex
for someone too. I'm looking for somebody to volunteer as tribute. My last thing is something that has really annoyed me recently.
Mm-hmm.
And we, I think, have talked about the other recent connotation of this.
Okay.
Which is, there is now a new word on the internet,
mm-hmm,
that people are using to allude to somebody being gay.
Okay.
When Among Us came out, it was sus.
Oh,
do you remember,
okay,
for months?
Yes, yeah.
It was like, oh, something sus about this one.
Right,
sus,
yeah,
sus, sus. And it's like, mm-hmm, we know what you're saying. We've talked about this before, but,
yeah,
it's like, we get what you're saying.
Yeah.
There's a new one.
Okay.
And the new one, I don't know where it came from, I didn't do the research, is zest. This
zest
one is zesty. Or like zest master. Like something zesty about this one.
What?
And
like, is this specifically primarily being used for gay men?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is where I saw it, and I think the example that I saw it in is probably like a very accurate sense of the,
okay,
bigger picture. But I saw a TikTok from some kid who was 14.
Uh-huh.
Who I had never seen his content before,
okay,
but I, after this, started just going through his content because I was like, why is everybody bullying this literal child?
Yeah.
It's a kid who's 14. A bunch of his TikTok videos were about basically like asking people to stop saying if he's gay or gay because he fits stereotypes and he's not gay. And like, that's all of his comments.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this kid is literally, first of all, he was like crying in his videos.
Oh my God.
I'm like, this kid is literally 14.
Yeah.
But the video that I saw originally was him like, I don't know, doing a TikTok dance or something.
Yeah.
And all of the comments were like, oh, like master of zest master, like, something zesty about this one. And I'm like, you're not being subtle.
No.
You're not like you are basically calling this child like a faggot. Like literally,
yeah,
honestly.
Literally.
Like every single person reading those comments knows what you're saying.
Oh yeah.
And I don't understand how people think that's any better than just saying a slur.
No, it's not. And it's also just like a extreme version of like everyone can relate when we were in school, we've talked about before, people assuming your sexuality. And even though it, for some of us, it ends up being true later on, like when people called me a lesbian before I knew that about myself or before I was ready to come out, that was like so traumatizing for me.
Yeah.
And I was just like trying to argue against it and unpack it.
30 people that you were going to school with.
And then this is like the entire internet just making assumptions.
He had like a million followers. I would say 90% of the comments were that.
A lot of which are queer people, I would assume. Like people just like guessing.
Yes, but it also seemed like very like derogatory and like straight.
There's a problem with that in the lesbian community too, I will say. I gotta call the lesbians out on this one, that like sometimes there'll be like a sporty kind of mask representing person on the internet that said nothing about their sexuality, and a lot of times they will actually have like a boyfriend or a husband, and like there'll be lesbians in the all the comments being like, oh, just wait, like this one's coming out, like it's all like the assumption of like masculinity equals gayness for women,
or like,
and like
femininity equals,
and that they're like wishing that this person is gay. And I'm like, it's so weird that we're doing this to this random stranger on the internet. I mean, I'm not, but they're doing it, and I'm putting myself in that community. When like almost all these people, I would assume, have had that experience in their life, that whether this person that you're commenting on is gay or not, like, why do you feel the need to say that?
Also, like, even if they are, why do you feel it's your duty to drag them out of the closet?
No, it's gross.
Like, it's so fucked up.
Gross,
if you're doing this, stop it. If you're literally, first of all, if you're not, I mean, I would assume most of these people are young that were commenting on this kid's Instagram. But if you're not 14, stop commenting on 14-year-olds' TikToks.
Fucking weird behavior.
It's so
weird. So gross.
And I could see by people's profile pictures that they were like in their 20s.
Oh, people are weird.
I went to some accounts because I was like so frustrated at this. Some of them were like probably our age. Some were like mid-20s. Yeah. Some were like 18.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stop commenting on children's TikToks.
Stuff,
there should be like some sort of age lock.
There should.
And also like, just stop commenting. If you in your brain feel like it's going to be anything but support, or I guess like there's some TikToks that could, you know, induce some conversation.
Yeah.
But if you feel in your heart that you need to say something derogatory to somebody,
Zip a child
or somebody else, literally just stop it.
Literally shut up. And I think that's a good place to end where the internet.
It made me so mad. Anyways, the part about this, the one thing that made me laugh about this whole thing was this person was moving to New York. They were Canadian.
Yeah.
They were moving to New York to start school.
Yeah.
I don't know, high school. I don't know. And he was moving to New York and took a private jet to get there and was like leaving his mansion. And I was like, literally, this kid is flexing on you so hard.
So hard.
So hard. Like, so you're at home calling him a zest master in like your mom's basement eating Doritos on Xbox. So like, literally, fuck you.
Win. Who's laughing? Seriously.
It just died.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Well,
this one's almost about you too.
Fuck us. Well, before we lose both the audio and the video, it's okay. The patrons know. They got all the content. They're just going to miss the goodbyes. And guess what?
They're always the worst.
They the patrons?
The goodbyes. They're the worst. Thank God they're gone.
I was like, we love our patrons. How fucking dare you? No, what I was going to say is they're already on Patreon. They're already a patron. They are already on the Discord, having fun chats, getting the insider info about queer Vancouver happenings, world happenings, podcast happenings, chatting with each other. They are already getting the video content.
And so some people aren't.
They don't need to. They don't need to see the goodbyes where Agree. We beg you to become a patron. So if you'd like to go over to at I Can Explain Podcast. It's been a long day. At I Can Explain Podcast on Instagram. Click the link in the bio. Become a patron. Buy merch. And before you go, please follow or subscribe and make sure to rate us 5 stars. Leave a little note. We really, really appreciate it. And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. No camera. Didn't have to cut.